You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And today, EOH reported their results. They reported interim results, obviously not the full year's results. Interim results for the 6 months ended January 2024. Those numbers had quite a bit of a mixed bag to unpack, and helping me unpack those numbers definitely, for the final time is the outgoing CEO of the company, Stephen van Coller. Good evening, Stephen. Nice to speak to you again. I wish it were under better circumstances, but the business is still holding strong and still going through some things, but we have to get through some of the movements that happened in the last 6 months. Let's start with just your reflections on this six-month period.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much. Yeah, the six-month period, at the results are a bit disappointing, but if you really unpack them, you'll see that the real difficult time was the second half of last year, when we had the revenue decline, because, half what you're doing now is you're comparing half one to half one, and half one was 2022, and half two last year was 2023, a calendar year, which was very difficult, and our margins went from 29% at half year to 28% for the whole year, which meant last year we did 27% in the second half. We've managed to continue that and actually grow revenue from the second half last year 6%, and managed to manage costs very well, even though we gave our staff, who are obviously a very important part of our business, a inflationary increase. We still managed to cut admin costs by 3%. So the business itself is in good shape. There's always some bits and pieces. The biggest thing that is a big relief for me is that we've managed to close out the SARS legacy issue, because that was the last thing stopping a part of the business being restructured. If you remember, we were 283 legal entities. I wasn't allowed to do anything until we did the rights issue. We then consolidated into a one-bank facility. We've then started on that, and that you can see the admin savings coming through immediately. And SARS settlement allows us to do the last 30% of the business, which is very exciting, because that's the main thing we need to get done in the next few months. And obviously everyone's been raring to go and have hit the button and are busy with it as we speak. So not a lot left for me to do.
I do like that we can look at these numbers and understand the context with which the half years are being compared, because a lot of companies as well went through periods where your previous comparative period was off a higher base or had other different variables and factors to deal with. And it's important to then look at that when we look at these numbers. As you said, that yes, half year to half year, it doesn't look so great, but the business has been improving. And I mean, some of those signs of improvement are things that you and I spoke about around the time of the rights issue, to say the 600 million you guys were looking to raise was going to go to paying down some of the expenditure, and that has happened. I mean, you've paid down your debts to the extent that finance costs have come down quite significantly.
No, absolutely. So the way I look at it, clearly you've got the business, which is the revenue and the cost of sales, to give you your GP, and you've worked on that. That's been fairly consistent. We've had a tough 2023, but we've managed that. And I think the best thing around that is the first time we've been able to make a long-term decision without feeling totally stressed to do something for the immediate. And I think that's a big change in the psychology of the business. But if you have a look at the admin costs, they've come down. The head office costs are down from 400 to below 200. And they're on their way down further. OCO, who was allowed to restructure post the rights issue, have promised another 50 million that will be seen in 2025. And then we've managed the interest line, and the tax line is almost normal, except for now that we've done SARS, we have to restructure the EasyHQ business, because that we couldn't do until the SARS settlement. And so that will then normalize tax even further. So remember, in 2019, we paid 300 million rands worth of tax, even though we made a loss. And so normalizing that has been good. So the only thing left, really, to be quite frank, is this last bit of admin savings. And then we just got to, this economy needs to get some legs, because we're very correlated to it. So defensive in the downturn, but leveraged into the upturn. So very excited for the team that they can actually focus on that.
Mm. Now, Stephen, even though you are leaving, you've been very, very involved and very critical towards the business up to this point, your tenure and the efforts that you and the team put to turn around the business. We spoke about these in great detail in October when we were discussing the management changes. From where the business stands now, where to from here? How is the strategy being positioned? You alluded to the fact that it's very closely linked to the state of the South African economy and the South African picture, and we know that that hasn't been the best. It also doesn't seem like it'll improve to 3 to 5% economic growth anytime soon. So how then does EOH navigate this going forward, perhaps without you or with a new team in place, and how does that look for the business?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think the first thing is, if you have a look at the slide on our gross profit margins, they're all high 20s and low 30s, which is quite, it just tells you what a great business it is, because a lot of people would love to have those business margins. You know, we've been through COVID, we've been through bribery and corruption, we've been through floods and rioting, we've been through a depressed economy because of global issues like the Ukrainian war. And we still, even in this period, we generated more than 30 million of cash. So the business is very resilient. The issue with it that you're alluding to, the problem is what we were hoping, that with a better economy, even like 2% growth, you start growing your EBITDA, growing your profits, and that can pay down debt. For the next 18 months, we're going to be treading water in my view. Obviously, these cost savings will come out, but you know, post 2025, there's not a lot more of that. So post 2025, you really want to see the economy turning. Otherwise, you've got a fairly stagnant stock or, you know, company, but it's heads above water. That's the main thing. So there's not an issue. It's a very easy business to manage in terms of cost, because it's time and attendance against you know, contracts. There's some lags and some leads, but if you manage those properly, the business is in a really good shape to make it through the difficult times. Because as I said, it is quite defensive. It's the bread and milk of, you know, infrastructure. People have to buy computer stuff. You know, whether it's internet, whether it's servers, etc., etc. So it's in good shape. And, you know, the management that are running the three main businesses, and even Marilet, the FD, they've been there since 2019. And so they know the business well. They've been running their businesses for the last 18 months. And I'm very confident that, you know, given their time in the sun, which they've got now, they will shine.
Mm. Stephen, net asset value sitting at around 506 odd million rand as of 2024 January. Market cap a little higher than that, around the 700 million rand mark. Is there a plan to look for new assets, look for new ways to sort of increase that revenue line beyond what is currently in the business, given that you could look outside of South Africa and you could look to see if that might benefit the business as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question as well. I mean, we have been obviously investing in the international business, and we've been investing a bit outside of South Africa, especially in the operational technology business, where it was very reliant on a few customers in South Africa, like Eskom, Transnet, and some of the natural resources companies. So we've invested in East and West Africa, and we've seen some of that growth. The reality is we don't have a lot of spare cash, so we have to manage it carefully. So it is, you know, baby steps rather than giant steps. And, you know, until the economy turns, we're just going to have to live with that. Because at this share price, you don't really want to be issuing shares to do acquisitions, for sure.
Taking a prudent approach and making sure that you can keep your head above water, that's the key to surviving these economic downturns. We'll leave it at that, Stephen. Thank you, as always, for those insights and for joining me with the commentary. And we wish you the best of luck, Stephen. We know that we'll likely not speak together in future around EOH, possibly around other businesses. But thank you for that, Stephen. That was Stephen von Koller, CEO at EOH, joining me to reflect on the company's interim results or interim performance for the 6 months ended January 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.